Friends, this year should be special schools for Rabbi Noemi Marasi, for Rabbi Aaron Meshulam Ben Rebaruch Hertz, Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu Ben Yosef Halevi, Levi Nishmas, Mars Esther Ben Reb Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zisha Ben Reb Yosef. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah, and Abdalad Amid Aleph, when talking about being Memayet Chalal HaSukkah, the empty space of the Sukkah, said the Sukkah is less than 20 amas high. So if you have tevin, if you have straw, vein asid lefanoso, and you are not intending to remove the straw, the offer stam, and offer that you have no specific das about the offer stam dirt, so that's a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabban, it's not baishim lo tevin or tsroos, or bit lo mavut, or bit lo in, lo bit lo lo. So you see that according to the Tanakama, you have to specifically be mevatel the tevin and the tsroos. If you're not, then it's not mavutal. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, Taniela Rabbi Yossi oimer, tevin vein asi lefanosa reoka offer stam, ubatal. So if you have tevin that you're not intending to remove, and that's like offer stam and memelitz bottle to the ground, that it's part of the ground, there it's a nafkamina as far as tumah goes, whether it's tumah ritzutza or not, as we see there in the sugya, that the Halacha Moshe Sinai teaches that a corpse spreads tumah above and below, tumas oel. But if there's at least a tefach of empty space between the corpse and the covering, so that's considered a proper oel, and the tumah doesn't penetrate the covering. So the Mishnah is talking about a case in which a house has a corpse, part of one, that was the house was filled to the ceiling, there was no empty space beneath the roof. So if what fills up the house merges with the house and the house's airspace is negated, the roof is not an OL and the tumah's ritzutza passes through. But if it's not merged with the house, the airspace remains, the roof is a barrier, and then it doesn't go up. So the question is, let's say it's filled with tevin or tsroros or tevin or afar, so Tanakhama says you have to actually be mevatalit in order for it to merge with the house, and then if the whole thing is full, then it won't be a barrier, the roof won't be a barrier. And Rabbi Yossi says no, even if you just left it there, tevin ve'nasi lefanoso is like afar stam, and it is batal. And afar ve'asi lefanoso, if you offer and you are going to remove it, that's like stam tevin, it's not batal, not consider that it merges with the house. Now, b'tama shel Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? It would appear pashut, says a goyin Rabbi Fala Koin Kunstler, that by tevin, which is fitting for an animal to eat, we should be choshesh that he's going to take it away and give it to his animal, and therefore it's enough that he doesn't have das lefanoso. And therefore, we're not concerned that he's going to change his mind and take it for his animal. Masha'enken legabe ofar she'eno omed letashmish acher. However, when you're talking about ofar, which is not used for anything else, memela, even if you don't have any das about it, mistami, you're not going to take it. So tevin, you need specific das because you're going to take it for your animal. Unless you have das, you're not going to take it, and then it remains there. It's considered part of the house. Tevin ve'nasi lefanoso, and that's like offer stam, which you stam have no reason to take. Aval biyadua she'atid lefanoto, but if we know that in the end he is going to take it away, then we're choshesh that he's actually going to do what he plans and to give it to his animal when it's tevin, and also offer. If he's planning to take the offer, we assume that he's going to take it, Even Stam Tevin, we assume he's going to take. So if it's Tevin that he's going to leave for his, that he's specific to ask not to take, trust him and also offer. According to Rabbi Yossi, Stam offer he's not going to take. But if it's Stam Tevin, he will take it. And if it's offer that he's planning to take, he's also going to take it. Zoa Pashtus Bedivrei Rabbi Yossi. However, see Rashi and Erevin and Ayin Tesam and Aleph, and that of Rabbi Yossi, that's Tevin, Venus, of the Phanosos, like Stam Ofar. He writes in Dibur Maschel Ofar, V'yodim Anu, She'yifanehu, V'lo Stamahu. Rashi explains that the din of Ofar, She'asid Lefanoso, is that it's not butl if he's planning to take the offer. The reason it's not butl, because in such a case, it's not considered stama. If yodim anu sheyifanehu, if we know about the offer that he's going to take it away, it's not considered stama. And since it's not considered stama, so it's not batal. We have to understand Rashi. Medafreshtein, Vashteda, Vashteda, like they say in the Litvish Yeshivas. What's Rashi talking about? Do you think that it's not batal because it's not stama? That's why it's not batal. Because it hasn't been explained? That's why it's not batal, because you haven't said anything about the offer if it were stama that you just had not said anything about it, not thought anything about it, then it would be batal. But if it's not stama, then it's not batal. That's why it's not batal, because it's not stama. You would think it's not batal because he's going to take it away. He's planning to take it away. V'yodim anu she'yifanehu. Since he's planning to take it away, we're afraid he's going to take it away. That's why it's not batal. Can't say it's not batal because it's not stama, like Rashi says. It's not batal because he's planning to take it away. It's ma'amet kaven Rashi. So it would appear muchrach from Rashi that the nidon of whether it's batal or not batal is not talui befoal if we are choshesh that he is going to take it away. No. Rather, the nidon is, the discussion is, be'etzem hamehus shel afar v'teven, the very essence of this dust and straw and stubble. And the maila of afar is not because we are not choshesh that he's going to take it away, but rather because afar be'ikaro Mitziuto hu davar she'omed uvatel lemkomo, because offer in its essence, its mitzius is that it is not removed. That's the essence of offer. It's not because we're not choshish you're going to take the offer. That's not why it's batal. It's batal because the mitzius of offer is that it stays in its place. And Tevin, al yidei sheyesh lo tashmish acher, since Tevin has another usage, another practical usage, i.e., to feed to your animals, it is not sug davar shebatel lemkomo. It's not the category of something that it's batel lemkomo. And therefore, mitzad atzmo, ein laduno lebatel lemkomo. You cannot view it as being batel to its makom. And that's what Rashi explains. If you know you are going to remove the afar, it no longer has a gedder of stam afar. In other words, Rashi here, tifazach. Rashi is saying that the gedder of stam afar is that it has a mahus, that the mahus of afar is the essence of afar. Mahus is milshon ma. What is it? the essence of Afar is that it's not removed. The moment you take away that Hagdara, it no longer is classified as the halachic status of Afar. So the very fact that you're planning to take it away means that it's no longer Stama, and it no longer has the geder of Stam Afar, which is not to be removed. Because the mahus of Stam Afar is that it's batal lemakoma. And Mimela, when you're planning to take it away, it's not batal, since it's not Afar Stam. And not because befoel were choshesh that you're going to take it away. So that's a chiddush in Pshat in the Gemara, that it's not pshat that Afar is batal makomo because of the mitzias, balabatish, you're not going to take it away. No, because the essence of Afar is that it's in its place, that it's not removed. That's the essence of Afar. Second, you're planning to take it away, it no longer has that stomach status, and memela, it's not considered batal makomo. Gevaldik. Ve'amakol de'divrei Rashi barur. What's the makor for Rashi? From Lashon of Rabbi Yossi, Tevin ve'ein osid lifanoso harehu kistam ofar ubatal. Ofar ve'osid lifanoso harehu kistam tevin ve'lo batal. That if you have tevin and you're not planning to remove the tevin, that's like stam ofar and it's batal. Ofar and you're planning to remove it is like stam tevin and it's not batal. So the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi needs a diuk. Why should he be tole the din of Tevin and the din of Afar and also the Hefech? Why is he tole one and the other? Why does he make one contingent on the other? He should have said Pashut. Tevin that you're not planning to take away is Batal. Afar and you're planning to take it away is not Batal. But the Gemara seems to use this. The Rabbi Yossi uses this funny lashon that's told of one and the other, so it would appear. So we explain, she'ein kan din chadash she'anachnu choshishim she'yikach et ha'afar or et ha'teven lo yikach. You would think that it's a new din. Are you going to take it away? You're not going to take it away. It's totally in that. No, it's nicht richtig. It's not totally in that. It doesn't depend on that at all, but rather there is something that mitzad mahuso is a davar she'omed u'batel le'makomo. What is a davar she'mitzad mahuso omed u'batel le'makomo? I'll tell you, friends. Offer mitzad mahuso is omed u'batel le'makomo. V'yesh davar she'mitzad ikar mahuto u'mishum she'ra'ui l'sha'ar tashmishim hu sug davar she'eino nechshav Shayach uvatel limkomo. There's something else that mitzad its etzemahus, since it's roy for other tashmishim, is in the category, in the classification of something which is not batel limkomo. Ve'asher zeu shechidesh Rabbi Yossi. That, sweet friends, is what Rabbi Yossi is telling us. That tevin she'ein asid lifanoso. If you have tevin that you're not planning to take it away, you're planning to leave it there. It's like stam offer, which means that the reality that you're not planning to take it away creates a new hagdara, a new definition, a new classification of the etzem ha-tevin, of the tevin itself, as being dover she'oymed lamud bimakomo batel lemakomo, as being something that is in its place. Because we're not dealing with the mitzias balabatish, what he's going to do, he's going to take it away, not going to take it away. No, what is the essence, what is the nature, what is the akdor, what is the classification of tevin? The answer is tevin is something that's not batel lemakomo because it has other tashmisha. But if you're not planning to take it away, so the Tevin converts to a new religion, to a new classification. What's its classification now? Like Stam Afar! What's the classification of Stam Afar? Something that's not, that's in place, that's Batal Makomo, that's not taken away. Valder zela hefech. That ofar she'osid lefanoso, if you have ofar that you're intending to remove, so paka mimenu geder ofar ba'alma. So it no longer has this offer that you're planning to remove. It doesn't have this agdor of stam offer. But rather, now it's like stam teven. And what's the mahus of stam teven? Something that's in its place. And something that's not in its place. Something that's not batel makoma. So now this offer has undergone a transformation, and now it has the agdor of stam teven, which is something that's not batel makoma. The hein hein divrei Rashi, says Rav Kunstler Gevaldik, that since ain't that the reason it's not batel is because since osid lefanoso, it's not stam offer. Rather, it's like stam teven and it's not batel, but not because we're afraid that before you're going to take it away, but that's because now it has a new. A new classification. In Rabbeinu Yonas Yehoinasan on the Mishnah and Erevin, page 88, Choretz Shebein Shnei Chatzeros writes, B'soich Dvarav B'bir Achiluk Bein Tevin La'ofar, תשמעו טוב, לפי שאין דרך קש ותבן לבטולינו, תחזי לבהמה. ודרך אופר וצוריס לזבטל במקומו, גוולדיק. It's not the דרך of קש and תבן to be מבטל, because we're לבהמה. And it's the דרך of אופר וצוריס לזבטל במקומו. ומדויק, על דרך שביארנו. ביסוד החילוק הוא בעצם המהות. That's the, יש פה חילוק מהותי, לא חילוק מעשי, פרקטי. Rather, it's an essential distinction. כתוב בירושלמי, קש ותבן אין ממעטים בה, אפר וצרורות ממעטים. קש and תבן is not ממעט, and offer and soros are. It's in the Pesach Tvira and the Sefer Iter, he's Meir, that we must be talking about stam, because you're mevatalit, even kash ותבן is ממעט. What does it mean קש ותבן אין ממעטים? It is ממעט if you're mevatal. And he explains the Yerushalmi like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that's Tevin Vekash Stam. It's not Mimait, but if you're Mevatel, it is Mimait. But Yesh Lahayr, Ech Satama Yerushalmi. Why was the Yerushalmi so vague? And didn't explain that you can be mevatel teven by being tevel is mimait if you're mevatel. So the answer is the Yerushalmi medaber po al mahuyot she'etzem mahut afar v'teven chalukim. There's a fundamental difference between afar and teven. That's what the Yerushalmi is telling us, and therefore it says that kash v'teven are not mimait, because that's the essence of kash v'teven. And Afra and Soros are Mamite because that's their essence. And Enechinami, there is a Metzias where the Hagdara would change. But here we're talking about Kash and Tevin and Afra and Soros and their essence. The Etzem Gedar Mahusad Dover. As we explain. So what we'd like very much to take this further, and I'm hoping, Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu, that we are able to do that, there in the next shir, Hashem should just give the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.